From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Mayo and ketchup are pretty typical condiments. In South Florida, people from a lot of different cultures have been mixing them together for a long time. A company stirred up controversy recently after an announcement that it's planning to release a pre-made mix. WLRN intern Andrea Perdomo tells us more about that.
Recently, Heinz released a short video about a new product that's not out yet. It's called Mayo Chup. The social media response was mixed. Some people were happy that finally their two favorite condiments could be found in one bottle. But some expressed discontent with Heinz trying to cash in on an idea they felt was not so original.
So many Latin American countries lay claim to this, right? Argentina has its version. Puerto Rico has its version.
Carlos Frias is the Miami Herald's food and dining editor. He weighed in on the reaction to the announcement from Heinz.
They are, yes, equally proud of it, but they are more upset when some, you know, big multinational corporation says, hey, we're going to prepackage that for you and we're going to charge you for that privilege.
And as for the name,
I think we can safely say it's been around long enough where we don't have to come up with a new name for it. Mayo Chup. I don't know about you, but Mayo Chup sounds like a noise that you make by accident. An embarrassing bodily noise. Oh, mayo chup.
Oh, I mayo chupped, right?
Exactly.
As a Venezuelan American, from my earliest memories, I've been eating mayo ketchup sauce that we call salsa rosada on everything from fried cheese sticks wrapped in dough, called tequeños, to hot dogs and burgers. I was curious to see how other cultures use the sauce. Chef Gabriel Chavez makes a version for the Venezuelan-Peruvian fusion restaurant, Boca's House, in Coral Gables. He gave me a rundown on how the restaurant prepares the sauce.
La salsa rosada creo que es una fusión. Bueno.
The restaurant sauce is based on how it's made in Venezuela. A mixture of ketchup and mayonnaise with a Peruvian touch. Sriracha for spiciness.
Y le incluimos sriracha.
People from different countries have been using mayonnaise and ketchup mix for generations. And although it uses two very simple ingredients, it's made all different ways. I asked a number of my colleagues how they like to enjoy it.
It's a mayo base, and then you add the ketchup to it. And then you can a little bit of like lime or vinegar.
Oh, I like to put a little bit more ketchup, actually. Like, I guess the taste of the ketchup a little bit more.
We just like mix the mayo and the ketchup, and we add hot sauce to it. And it's really good.
I mean, more mayo than ketchup, but that's it.
Mix one part ketchup and two parts mayonnaise.
That last voice was my fellow intern, Danny Wong. He told me he first tried the sauce as a child in South Korea.
Back in Korea, when I was growing up, that was totally a thing that just some chip company had written on the back of their chip wrapper that as a way to best enjoy their chips. It would say, you know, eat it with mayonnaise.
No matter what you call your ketchup mayo mix or how you like to prepare it, Heinz is planning to release their version later this year. I'm Andrea Perdomo.
And Andrea recently finished up her internship with WLRN. Thank you for all your hard work here with us, Andrea, and good luck with everything that comes next. And if you want to share with us how you like to mix mayo and ketchup, or anything else for that matter, come on, tell us your secret sauce recipe. Tweet us at WLRN or comment on our Facebook page. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.